If you're part of the hip-hop generation, you'll know this name, Pimp T. Pimp T grew up in Fredericton and in 2005 won an East Coast Music Award for his song Shake Ya Caboose. It was voted Best Urban Single of the Year. Well, Pimp T, whose real name is Troy Nielsen, and whose late great-great-uncle was Don Messer, has changed his name again. This time it's Brockway Biggs. Now, I'm not sure you really need to know all that, but there you are. Here's the deal, though. A remix of his ECMA-winning Shake Ya Caboose is about to hit the airwaves again big time. An American company that makes an energy drink called Pimp Juice is using the song for all its commercials in North America. We reached Troy Nielsen on the line from Ottawa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, I'll get to all the name changes in a couple of minutes, but tell me the story first of how your song ended up being used to sell an energy drink.
Well, it was pretty surprising, actually. I had done a song, Shake Ya Caboose, and then did an independent video with Nick Mills, a guy from Fredericton, and we headed up on the web and have been up for about 6 months, and then all of a sudden I got an email from this guy, William Wooten, from Fillmore Street Brewery, and asked if they could use a song to help promote their drink.
This brewery from?
Well, it's in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yeah, which is where Nelly, the big rapper, wears the Band-Aid. That's where he's from. So at first I wasn't really sure if it was legit or not, but I checked it out. So I decided I'd give it a try. And I worked with the guy who'd made the beat for the original Shake Ya Caboose, and we came up with a new version. And the Pimp Juice folks managed to get an artist from Nelly's record label on there, and I got a friend of mine, an artist from Toronto, who just released a new album, and he'd set the record for longest freestyle, which is making up raps off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
So it just all came together.
And this juice is really called Pimp Juice.
Yeah, it is. I sometimes wonder if different people might not recognize the newer definition of pimp, which is sort of, there's been shows like Pimp My Ride, or
right,
Pimp My Car, or all that, and so it's sort of been accepted as a informal definition of being kind of cool. But at the same time, I mean, I'm a little worried that people who aren't aware of this sort of hip term might look at it as in the old way, the formal definition of sort of, prostitution and all that.
So in this case, the pimp juice is literally kind of fix you up juice.
Well, yeah, it's meant to be fun and hip and cool, I guess. They have a pimp scholarship to help students in university, so pimp stood for positive, intellectual, motivated person.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that Nelly was doing a lot of work with communities, so I didn't get any of the misogynistic definition of pimp out of the product, so yeah, it's more of like a hip, cool energy drink.
And they wanted you to sing on this?
Well, they asked if I'd do a track that would be energizing, I guess, and I didn't want to just do like an ode to Pimp Juice. I said, well, I'll do a song that is basically a fun, upbeat song, and, you know, I like Pimp Juice, so I'll put it in there. And it's only mentioned twice in the song, once by me and once by the artist out of St. Louis, Prentice Church. And other than that, it's just sort of an upbeat, fun song, and now we have the song up on their website that you can download.
So it's Shake Ya Caboose reworked.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all new chorus, all new lyrics, a whole new beat. So,
You must have figured somebody was pulling your leg at first.
I did. I admit, I think I was in Toronto visiting my brother, and I just sort of scratched my head. Like, how did they come across this, my video, and could it really be true? But yeah, it all just sort of worked out. And I guess I owe a lot to Nick Mills, who did my video for Shake Ya Caboose. He basically did it for pennies, because I didn't have much of a budget, and if not for that video, I never would have got noticed by them. So, and also the guy who made the beat in PEI, he goes by Nevsky. He's always been doing stuff for me, so he was up for doing this again, pretty much for pennies, because I didn't get paid for it. I didn't want to be seen as selling out, so to justify endorsing this product, I didn't feel like I could take money from them.
You mean to tell me that your lawyers didn't meet with their lawyers and come up with the big six, seven-figure deal?
No.
Give your head a shake.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that, but I didn't want to just sort of sell out. I want to have fun with my music, and I find that a lot of time people are all about the money, and I kind of just felt like a fun opportunity.
Any idea what kind of sales they expect to have with Pimp Juice?
No, I didn't really get into that aspect too much. I know that right now they're testing the Canadian waters there.
Are they?
Yeah, they have product in Quebec and in BC, and from what I've heard from friends, they run into like containers that are supposed to hold Pimp Juice, but they're always empty, so it means that they're probably selling out quite fast. With time, hopefully it'll spread in Canada, because I like it.
Oh, so you have had a chance to taste it?
Oh, yeah. Before I even agreed to work with them, I got them to send me some products so I could try it out.
What does it taste like?
Neon green, so the first time you see it, you kind of scratch your head. But I think the best reference to the taste would be like green or blue gummy bears. So I saw that in a review from a magazine. I can't remember which magazine, but it's kind of like that. Or maybe like a... Yeah, it's probably about the best comparison I can give you.
Wow. What do you think this is going to do for your song?
I have no idea. That's what I love about the music industry. You never know what different opportunities will present to you, and I sort of just try and follow the path that comes before me. Sort of like this opportunity to do the song with them. I never could have seen that coming. So hopefully it'll get some radio play and make people aware of myself as an artist, and hopefully they'll get out and just shake their caboose and let loose and have fun.
I would gather that anybody who gets on Google and Googles Shake Your Caboose and Pimp Juice is going to come across your page at some point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that. The original Shake Your Caboose that I'd done, I used to go by Pimp T.
Okay, you bring that up. What is the story behind once being Pimp T, then being Troy Nielsen, or I guess first being Troy Nielsen, then being Pimp T, now Brockway Biggs?
Yeah, well, Pimp T was first done back in 1999. I started doing music for fun. I did a multimedia project at university, and I called it the Pimp T Project, and I did a video for that, and that single song was sort of poking fun at hip-hop a little bit, but mostly I was just trying to have fun with it, and I gained a lot of exposure, and I stuck with the name, but a lot of times I just felt sort of burdened by the pimp image, that sort of like in the classic sense that mm-hmm. some people couldn't get over, and a lot of my music is, I have strong morals, so I have a song about the role that God has in my life on my next album, stuff like that. So I didn't want that image taking away from my message.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of felt like it was time to change my name to, and Brockway Biggs became my middle name, which is where my mom was raised. It's a nice little place in New Brunswick. And
she was raised in Brockway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a cottage out there.
Yeah.
My next album is called In Awe of Simplicity, and I love being out there because it's simple, and it's nice to get away from the big city. And then I lived on Big Street in Fredericton for several years, so I just sort of put my middle name and my street name together, and it seemed like a good fit.
It has a ring to it, no doubt.
Yeah. I actually owe an old roommate of mine from Big Street for coming up with the name. She mentioned it, and I was like, yeah, that's actually pretty cool. So,
and Troy Nielsen is your day job name?
Yeah, that's my real name. I was born with that one. If you deal with my marketing and promotion company, then you're probably dealing with Troy Nielsen. But if you see me on stage, you're dealing with Brockway Biggs.
Okay, so if we ever go looking for a CD, it's Brockway Biggs we should look for.
Yep. Yeah, and my next CD should be out sometime this summer. I'm hoping for July. Hoping to do an Atlantic Canada tour, too, in August.
Oh, gee, let us know if you do, huh?
Yeah, we'll definitely do.
It'd be marvelous. In the meantime, if they ever sell Pimp Juice in New Brunswick, I promise to give it a try.
All right. You won't be disappointed.
Blue gummy bears.
Liquid gummy bears. You can't go wrong.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brockway Biggs, whose real name is Troy Nielsen and once went by the name Pimp T, is originally from Fredericton and now lives in Ottawa. His song Shake Your Caboose has been picked up by an American energy drink company and is airing in commercials for a drink they call Pimp Juice. You can't buy Pimp Juice in New Brunswick yet, just BC and Quebec.